Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The destruction of two Jewish temples gives hope for a third Jewish temple. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, will you please explain to the Christians listening in to the broadcast today what Tish B'Av is all about? What does it represent?
Jimmy, the Jewish people in the land of Israel, of course, developed various religious and cultural practices, and the fact that we were centered around a temple sacrificial form of worship. And therefore, the temple was extremely central to our national ethnic religious existence in the land of Israel. However, twice the temple was destroyed, once by Babylonians, second time by the Romans. And in our tradition, those events were basically, of course, catastrophic. And in our tradition, both those events took place on the 9th of Av.
And that temple will indeed be rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Talk to me about the preparations that have been made for building that temple, all the implements, all the training of the priests, etc. Let us know what has been prepared.
There has been a major effort over the past decade. We have the Temple Institute, which deals with trying to visualize and actually make examples of all the temple implements, from altars to instruments that were used to carry the sacrifices, or the temple clothing of the priests. All these are being done and are growing, I would say, almost every day.
One final question for you, Winky, and I'm serious about this. Do you believe that the Jewish prayers could be answered and there be a temple on the Temple Mount by next Tish B'Av?
Almost anything can happen in Jerusalem.
God does have a plan. He will fulfill it, will he not, Winky?
That's what we believe. That's what we work for. That's what has been actually true in the past, and it should be in the near future.
Winky Medad with the details on how the destruction of two Jewish temples gives the Jews hope for a third temple in this coming year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. My conversation with Winky Medad helps us to understand how the Jews today can look for their third temple to be rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem this coming year. Their prayers fit the prophetic scenario that is found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. These are scriptures foretelling a Jewish temple in Jerusalem in the near future. Since all preparations have been made for that temple, we can expect it very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...